Blog Talk Radio.
We'll pay y'all after a while.
Somebody say, I wish I could tell you about those little narrow paths I had to walk. Some of them I had to walk all by myself. Many times I couldn't even see Jesus. I couldn't hear him, but every once in a while he'd give me a little hint that he was there. The songwriter said, my soul look back and wonder. Things I've enjoyed about ministry was traveling around the country, and not just ministering in churches, but one of the things we did that seemed to be the most tender thing was ministering in nursing homes. And the team and I were down in Memphis, Tennessee. I'll never forget going into this nursing home, and anywhere from a maximum security prison to a nursing home. One day you may be in a maximum security prison, man walking the catwalks with, seemed like MK something. Ready to blow somebody away. And then the next day you're sitting in a nursing home. Most of them are in wheelchairs and they look sort of expressionless. And the strange thing about it is that you feel the anointing in the nursing home just like you feel in the prison, just like you feel in church. He tailors that anointing for that need. But we've had some funny experiences. We went into this one nursing home in Memphis, and as we entered the door, I could hear this voice, me and the team that were with me, we could hear this voice. This woman, you could tell she didn't have no tissues then. If I told you once, I told you a thousand times. I ain't got no business being in the house with crazy folks. Ain't nothing wrong with me. She's fussing at her family. She didn't want them to put them in the nursing home. And we all burst out laughing. We couldn't hold it. She said, that's all right. Let them laugh. They don't feed me. We sang our song and we did a little concert. And I preached a little bit when we got through. This same lady, they rolled her in there about halfway through the concert. Never had a smile or something. And they said, they had told me earlier that there's a lady named Mother Brown. This woman can sing. She came out. She used to sing in the choir for years and years and years. She's been in here for several years now, but she sings for us every once in a while. We're going to see if we can get her to sing today. So they went over and said, Mother Brown, you going to sing for us? She just sat. It's kind of like she was hard of hearing. Mother Brown, will you sing for us? We got a group of young folks here. They'll bless you. They want you to bless them with your song. So they got real down close to her ear and put their mouth up to her and said, Mother Brown, can you hear us? Will you sing something? She went, well, I just ain't going to sing anything. So what you mean, Mother Brown? She said, I want to sing something that'll scratch you. She meant, I'm going to sing something that you can feel. Some folks sing, but I like to sing something that'll scratch you. Something that'll get under your skin and get way down in your soul and touch at the core of your being. And I wonder what she was going to sing, and she went like this. Down my everlasting potion. She didn't say portion. More than breathe or life. To me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Then she said, close to thee. Then she went, wow, close to thee. Come on, sing it with me, everybody. Close to thee. Close to thee. All along. All along. My pilgrim. Any preacher I know that loves the old songs and loves the old saints, and he's a little bit younger than me, but there's an old man inside of him. It is this preacher, Marvin Winans. Come and help me sing one of those verses. Pastor Marvin.
Not for he for worldly pleasure.
No for fame.
No for fame.
My prayer
shall be.
Yes, sir. Gladly, I toil
and suffer.
Come on with that. On the day.
Oh, no, let me walk. Oh, let me walk close.
Yes, sir.
To thee.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I want to be close to thee, yeah.
Let me walk.
I wanna walk. I wanna walk. Close.
I tell you, boy. Sometimes you can hear some songs, my brothers and sisters, and just sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there. I'm telling you, for a long, you probably listen to that song 3 or 4 times if you just understand the true worship in that stage. When that brother got in there and sung that part, his part, you know, I learned the songs, you know, they laugh at us sometimes, but boy, you've been down through the storm and rain. You've been through some trials and tribulations. You can understand that song a little better through all the Christian journey. Yeah, all the things in life. Now you see things different now since you came on this side. So good morning, my brothers and sisters. I want to tell you, be encouraged. Oh, this is the day, and we said and we meant it. It's the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to tell you something. I feel pretty good about it. The old brother said, been on this pilgrim journey. We've been on this pilgrim journey. We've just been traveling. See, a pilgrim, he don't have nothing set. He don't stay there like he going to be there forever. He stay there just a little while or she and keep on pushing. I don't know where you are in life. Don't stand still in Christ. Get a relationship with God. And then when you get this relationship, tell somebody about him. Tell him how good he's really been to you. We have learned in this life that it's good to lift up the Lord. It is so excellent to know that he have came in and visited us. I've learned something in my soul time that if you don't praise him, a rock will cry out. I don't want no rock crying out of my place. I want to be able to tell the Lord he's been good to me. He don't have to hear it from nobody else. He can see it and hear it from me. So I come this morning and say thank him. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for what he already had bestowed on us early. I'm telling that song. It's just a closer walk with him. Yeah, but just ask God, really mean it, to say, I want to have a closer walk with you, you know. And having a closer walk with you, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you just can just be going down the road, and you can be going down reading, and you can just be doing something, and something just touch you and have you to holler his name. And then most of the time you can't even mention a word. You just say, These are the life that we live in right now. We're living in some perilous time, my brothers and sisters. We're living in truly a time that when evil is good. I'm talking about it is really going rapid now. That if you don't do this or you don't say this, you're not worthy to be around us. You got to do this to be around us. Well, I want to tell you today what you want to do in life. You got your own choice in life. You can make your own mind, do what you want to, but don't never leave God out of it. Keep God in all your everything. You want Jehovah to be in your business. You want him to reverse your mind. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Now we learned yesterday that prayer that you learned and heard and heard many times that a man can walk this earth and still know that he need God, because sin is crouching at your door right now. It's before us right as we speak. That's why we have to be careful as we walk. Walk like he's coming today, because we'll never know the hour or the time when God might come. So I wanna spin off this thing and the Holy Spirit. what he gave us on yesterday. I just want to ease off in that next chapter, right next to the one we stopped at, just to read a few scriptures, and we're gonna be out of here. Romans 8. Oh Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the things that you have bestowed on us all through this week. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, we come to the time of Friday, Lord, that we say this is the last day of the ministry on this side, Lord. It won't be another Friday like this day, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us today, Lord. Bless us with your love and your amazing grace, Lord. We belong to you, Lord, and we know we belong to you. Now, since we're there, we're asking you for forgiveness. Forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown sins, Lord. We ask you, give us that strength that when we fall weak in, Lord. And, Lord, then when we do, Father God, we get up with the name of Jesus, Lord. Thanking you, Lord. Because you said we have not because we ask not. So we ask it right now, Father God, you to have your way, Lord. Bless us, Lord. If we do your will. Lord, we pray for the sick and shut in, Lord. The people we don't know, we do know, Lord. Bless them spiritually, Lord. Bless them physically, Lord. To the top of their head, to the bottom of their feet, Lord. And regulate their mind, Lord, that they can know to say thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you for your giving me even moving some of the pain that you moved in some of our life, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless the doctors as the doctors try to work on they call the patient, Lord. Lord, give them the things to do and the right things to say to them to encourage the people as well, Lord. Because we know, Father God, that even though we can hear the man talking, but we can hear you talking to the man, Lord. So have your way, Lord, in this word today. Open the minds of the scripture, Lord, that it touch someone here. Take us off the shackles of this life, Lord, and put us in the days of praise, Lord. We believe these are the days of Jehovah, Lord, and we believe there is no other God like you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'll tell you, I looked at this word again, and it came across again. I just want to let us go a little farther, because life without guilt, this is what I'm going to put with that bell on mine. Life without guilty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, when you are doing this, you are called into the Spirit to understand what I'm talking about. You're not going to understand the words that we've been talking about without being in the Spirit. What you talking about? You mean I got to walk around like a ghost now? You have to have the Holy Spirit within you. That means you need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Then the Spirit of God will get in there. Now there's levels here. That's what we do here. Study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman should not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word and truth. So we're going to get in the word. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, help me, Holy Spirit, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus, have made me free from the law of sin and to death. Help me, Holy Spirit. We learned that a little while back. We understand that the law was our schoolmaster. The only thing that law can do at the time is tell you and show you by the sin, the transgression, but it had no saving grace to it. None. Once you broke that law, you broke them all. That's why we under the Spirit of Jesus Christ. See, he's in the midst of us now. He didn't took that law. Remember we told him he came to fulfill the law and what the prophets had said. He done it. Paul is teaching and preaching right now that we're finna wrestle with some things. He told us just that we wrestle with that inner man, with that outer man. Somebody said, I don't never rise. Yes, you do. Because sometimes you be talking to yourself, and you know that when you talking to yourself, what's right and wrong. But sometimes we just want to go wrong sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, look at it like this here. If you have, I'm the type of preacher, teacher, to tell you, you can repent. You can repent. Don't let nobody hold you into something that God is sitting there and put his blood on it. He put his son's blood right on it. And I tell you, the more you get closer to him, the closer you get to him, the less that the fall will be. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to fall. I don't teach that you don't, because I believe you all fall short of the glory of God. I don't care how many scriptures you know, how long you pray, how good you can sing. My brothers, we're able one breath away of messing up. Why? Watch the scripture now. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, from the law of sin and death. For what the law cannot do, help me, fellas, but in that was weak through the what? The flesh. God sent his son, his own son, in likeness of a simple flesh, and for sin, condemning sin in the flesh. Oh, help me. It's really self-explanatory. I kind of gave you a little bit on already. Jesus came down. He had to. And he had to come through 42 generations. And when he did it, he came down like you and I. What I mean by that, he came down as a mortal man, walking the earth, and he had no sin in him, but he came to a sinful nation to save you and I. He took on this body. He took it on, and look what he did to it. He walked this earth and showing us that you can walk holy. Now watch this now. It would be no good for Jesus coming down here since he came, we don't have to worry about living holy. It don't be no good that we come down here. Well, Jesus died for us, so I don't have to worry about trying to do right. No, we all have to try to exercise that love that he gave us, and that's that Holy Spirit that he put in us. That's why when you look at the latter part there, he said God sent his own son in the likeness of a sinful flesh and for sin, condemning sin in the flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. For they are, look at it, for they that are after the flesh do the minds of the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do the things, but this is where I said I want to go, the things of the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you woke up this morning. You know, we don't worry about a lot of things, but that's why you woke up this morning and it was on your mind to come and fellowship. Because now you are walking in the Spirit. You don't wake up like this. Everyone listen to me right now, they've been very faithful to the ministry. They've been here almost every day. And the only time they miss, it's very sad you see them miss. But then they do come. They come because they know that we're all on one accord. We believe that Jesus is our Savior. We believe because we're lifting up the man of God. And that's why he said, be around like-minded people. Don't be around the fleshly people. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Because if you play with them long enough, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you play with them long enough, it's an old song, too. He said, don't let the devil ride because he's going to want to drive one day. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I tell you, he gonna sit there. He going to be poking at your chest and poking at your head and making you do this and making you do that. The flesh wants desire to things of the world. It does. But the spiritual man wants to desire the things of heaven. Now, when I said, man, you can still live here on this earth and still be here and still live just like we do right now and still have fun. Don't let nobody have that twisted in you. But don't let your fun take it into a way that it pulls you away from God, that you turn away from God. So that's why he said, for they are after the flesh do the mind of the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit do the things of the Spirit. That's what we do right now. I'm not saying you got it all together. I'm not saying you're ready to open up your church. I'm not saying you're ready to sing in the gospel choir. I'm not saying all that. But I am saying that when you have this relationship with Him, you're going to want to stay closer to Him. I do know that. I do, you know, I'm doing it my way. Yeah, that's nice. But sometimes your way ain't God's way. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you follow with the Lord, you're going to let Him counsel you. Thank you, Jesus. We learned, Brother D sent me some other day about Gino, that's a rough brother there, boy. That brother be preaching, boy. But I just think about how sometimes, and it's just me now, how sometimes we do turn out of the church, you know what I'm talking about? We turn now. We try to expose some of their wickedness. And I believe how God does it, my brothers and sisters. God said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and I'll separate it. That don't mean you have to shine for that, because you might be that light that person can make a change. Now watch this here now. We've been here a long time ago. Let's go back to it. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life in peace, because the carnal minded is enemy against God. For it is not, watch this here, subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How can we do it? How can you be in the flesh and please God? Sin, right? He hated so much when Jesus was about to die. He turned from it. And Jesus said, Eli, Eli, sabachthani. He said, my God, why is thou forsaking me? He felt his father turn from him and let him. So he had to die, because sin, we learned sin, I mean, death was sin. But God, what God did, he took that sting away, and he took the victory away from that grave. Now we can look up in it, because it don't have no dominion because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. When you corner-minded, and when you walk in the corner-minded, and you do things other of the world, it brings you up what we call a petition between you and God. If you are walking into the world, if you're walking and doing that worldly stuff, you are walking as an enemy of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when you're doing this, somebody said, what you talking about? So you're thinking of the earthly things, and you're not thinking heavenly things. Because when you start thinking of heavenly things, my brother in a counselor, you said, Lord, help me. Have you ever messed up real bad? And you sit there, and you're trying to find a way that you can find a way to fix how you messed up. Have you ever messed up real bad and you just looked up to heaven, said, Lord, I have messed up, Lord. Now, I'm not going to go all your little laundry, but, Lord, you know it all. Lord, I know I should have did this, but I done that. Lord, help me so I can be able to resist that temptation to call me to mess up. You know how to say it just like that, but somewhere down the line, you got to find a way to repent. Help me, Holy Spirit. Repent from that. Because he said, look at the verse 8 again. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Man, I don't never want to be with, say I'm a child of God and don't want to please God. Somebody said, you can't. We all. Man, yeah, I agree. You can't in your own mind. But in God, when he see us, he see us through Jesus. He don't see us through our natural body. He see us through his son. The blood cover us. That's why when he see us, he be pleased to see us, because we are believing in his son. We believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. We believe that he is sitting on the right hand of the Father. We believe that. And you know what? When you start believing that, you start doing what he say. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. I'm not saying you ain't going to mess up, but I'm going to tell you this here. The closer you get to God, the more you want to please him. The more you want to please him. Watch this here. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. He said, if so be that the spirit of God dwelling in you. Let me do it again. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwelt in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But the Spirit is life because of the righteousness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But it's the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelt in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What he shall also do? He shall quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelt in you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm telling you. When he see us, I know it's got to be getting good to someone who knows what his reward going to be when he get to see Jesus for all the things he's doing right now. He going to get to see it. He going to get to feel the fullness of it. We think we see it now. We think we fit in it now. Well, boy, my sisters and brothers, when we get to see him, we celebrate We celebrate a lot of things on the earth. We even celebrate his birth. We celebrate his death. You know what we need to celebrate more? That he's coming back. Oh, he's coming back, my brothers and sisters. And when he comes, he's coming back for this body that he's going to raise up. When you say quicken, he's going to make it alive, my brothers. You know, in this body you got, you walking with right now, it might not function like you wanted to function. But brothers and sisters, he's going to pull you out of that body, and that body going to go back to the dirt where it came from. But I'm going to tell you right now, he's good. Oh, help me, Jose. How do you know you're good? Because I felt him this morning. How do you feel him this morning? Because I know it was him who rose me up this morning. It was nothing I did on yesterday. It was so great. You know, I done did a lot of things. I done said thank you, and I done helped him this, and I done this and that, but it still wasn't enough for him. And not without him, I couldn't have did it all. Because with him, I could do all things. But without him, I couldn't have did nothing on yesterday with the things I did. Only you can speak on the life, what you have for the Lord. But let the Lord dwell in you. Let him minister to you. Hear him. Look what he said. I'm almost through. He said, therefore, brethren, if we say it now, we are deaded, debtor to him. And that's what that means. We're deaded, debtor, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of thy body, you shall live. But watch this here. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We are the children of God because we are led by God. For us, it's almost like when you hear people say, you preaching to the choir. I'm cool with that. But let me tell you something. We're here to remind you to stay steadfast, be unremovable, and always doing the work of the Lord. Stay in it. Keep it in you. Even when you... Sometimes we probably be the only one trying to make peace. Help me, Holy Spirit. We probably the only one to say that's not the right way to go. We should be that kind of spoke. I don't care who don't like that, but only body that's going to dislike it is the devil, because we should be peacemakers. We should tell somebody there's a better way instead of what you're doing. Don't live in the flesh. Take your body and live for the Lord. Work with your body, with the spiritual body in the Word, and let the Word manifest itself in you so that he can use you in his service. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you this here, that we are here by his love. We are here because what he has done over 2,000 years ago. I want to tell you, if it wasn't so, you and I wouldn't be here. I want to tell you that he loved you so much, even in your ignorance, he still loved you. He loved us so much. It was one day that the scripture would, it had went to a certain part, my brothers and sisters. It had got to a part that Luke had penned this, just like this. And when Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hand I command my spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I have said thus, and he have gave up the ghost. And look what the book brought, how he penned this, my brother. He said, now when the centurion saw that he was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. Because before then, he didn't believe. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Before then, he had a problem. Before all that time, he heard and seen, but he saw when Jesus gave up the ghost. He saw when he took his last breath. He said, this man had this man. And all the people gathered together in sight. And behold, the things which had been done and smoked their breath and returned. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I was in Luke 23, 46, 47, and 48. And we often say this in church. May God bless the hearer and the doer of his word. We don't know what you have in store in your day-to-day. We don't know what you're getting in preparation for, maybe for Monday. But I'm going to tell you something. Just take time out for the Lord. If you want to celebrate something, You want to celebrate something today? Celebrate God. Let him be the head of your life. Let him guide you through these old dark days and the good days and bad days. I heard a man, young man said, I'm thanking God more for my troubles than I did for my blessings. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might even catch that one there. He said, I'm thanking God more for my troubles than my blessings. I'm telling you, it doesn't sound right, but let me tell you something. If God allowed tribulation to come on you and I, trust me, he is a God who can keep us. Help me, Holy Spirit. I've been around the church just a short while. I know he's worthy to be praised for the going down and the coming up of the sun. My brothers and sisters, I'm not going to have nobody distract me, that have me standing still in God. If I don't do nothing but wake up and say, Lord, I might not sound like the most and the greatest, but Lord, I just want to tell you, I love you. I want to tell you, I love you. And don't you want to tell the Lord you love him? I'm going to do something we ain't never did before. The doors of the church is open. Help me, Holy Spirit. I wouldn't leave this place, and I wouldn't leave if I had a problem. I would open up the mic by hitting the one button. If you ain't never done that before, just touch the one button one time. And God, and let us touch and agree with you. Maybe you might want to pray for us. This 2 days in a row, I said something. Will somebody pray for us? Who is us? I'm talking about the one you hear talking all the time, the one you hear speaking the word all the time. Pray for the ministers. Pray for the teachers, because we need your prayer too. I'm asking somebody to pray for me. Help me, Holy Spirit, that I try to stay with his will, that I stay in his way. And if I decide to do something, that he win me back with his love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Pray for the pastor. Pray for the preacher. Pray for the teacher. Pray for the God-loving, fearing people. Don't mind standing on his gospel. Because we did it in a time that he want to turn our minds. He want to move our heart, not doing what we're doing. I don't care how wrong you done. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Stay on the battlefield. Stay on the battlefield. I find out God will be a just God. When you turn from him, you did the worstest thing you ever done. That's the worstest decision you ever made, when you turn from him. But when you turn to him, oh, help me, Holy, that's the best decision you ever made. It doesn't matter where you are, he'll meet you there. He done it. He went all the way to hell one time. And went preached there and got out of there. And the Bible said, Brother D, they walking like living people. Don't tell me what I don't know. I'll tell you what I know. We're dealing with that kind of God. So don't leave today without knowing the Lord. May God bless you and keep you. Always my prayer. And that's all I have today. If anybody needs a prayer, and anybody want to wave their hand, they can do it at this opportunity we have right now.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. First giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. I thank God for Jesus. Yes. I promise you, my brother, I thank God for my trials and my tribulations.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I thank God. I was listening to my brother this morning, and something crossed my mind here as I was sitting with this. I said, you know, we have a tendency to believe what we read.
Come on, God.
But when it comes to the Bible, we don't want to believe what we read.
Come on, God. Come on, God.
I just can't get that. We have a tendency to believe what we read in these books. But when it comes to the Word of God, we don't want to believe what
we read.
And the Bible tells me, my brother went over this morning with you. I'm not going to hold you long. He already gave you the word. I just want to reiterate something he gave you. For to be carnally minded is death. See, we have a tendency to believe what the books say, but we don't want to believe what the Bible says. Now, just look what the word say. For to be carnally minded is death. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let's back up a little bit. Back up a little bit, brother. Chapter 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death.
It's death.
For to be carnally minded is death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Eternal
for
life.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Come
we have a tendency to believe what the book says. But we don't want to believe what the Bible says. I just can't fathom my mind around it. He says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye should die.
Come on, man.
I mean, how many different ways do my Lord and Savior have to give it to man for man to understand that we need you, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. For the wages of sin, for to be currently minded, for to live after the flesh, it all represents death. He says,
that's it,
but
man.
To be spiritually minded, but to be spiritually minded, he says, for the gift of God is eternal life.
Well, that's beautiful.
For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deed of the body, ye shall live.
That's it.
Do you know what the Lord says? For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you love to be the son of God and live, instead of being a child of Satan and die. I mean, whether you believe what Brother Eric says or not, it's true, and it will come to pass, brother. You're going to die. Just like the Bible have told you, if you stay currently minded, falling out of sin. But if you live after Christ,
my God.
He says
God.
Life eternal. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, I truly enjoyed the word this morning. Sitting and listening at you. I kind of went through it a little yesterday, which is, I'm like, do they really hear what he's saying?
Oh, God bless you, man.
Brother, I mean, even the fun, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. But it says because the carnal mind, what is it? It's an enemy of God.
No, you on something now.
It's an enemy to God. Do you want to be an enemy to God? Here's a man that says, let there be, and it was.
It's in the book, too.
And then he says, to the utmost.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you tell you? You can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, I thank God for my troubles.
I've
helped you guys. My brother have already taught a very, very good lesson. I hope and pray that we will carry this lesson on through the weekend.
Yes.
Listen to the Lord's will. Attend the morning service somewhere. Find in your church home. Those that don't have one. My brother, open the doors of the church. Those that don't have one, find your church home. Get your name on the roll. And don't just get your name on the roll. Be a servant of the Most High.
Your artist. And my heart is, do something again, Brother D. A big God. Look what you gave me.
Yes,
a big God. That's what she just said. Now.
Yes.
She sent it to a big God. Yes. And in reference of this big God, she used, they got scriptures of Psalms 27, 1 through 6. But let me do something. Yes. Sometimes I feel fear in the midst of life. Seven problems. All him and her. You know, sometimes I feel fear in the midst of life with several problems, Brother D. He says, I worry and often can't sleep. Can I do it again? I worry and often can't sleep. The fear makes me forget, watch this here, that the Almighty God is always beside me.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Hey, mother, you gotta be stuck. Look what he said, man. Let me do that again, Brother D. Look what it said, man. It said, I worry and often can't sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The fear makes me forget. You know what I'm saying? The fear makes me forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And Almighty God is always beside me. In fact, God is never far away from any of us. He was any of us. He said, instead.
Old people said, he's just a prayer away.
That's it. Instead of saying, God, I have a big, watch this right now, problem, I can say, I have a problem, and I have a bigger God.
Hey,
you stupid, man. Don't do that to me like that. Did you hear what I just read, man? Did you hear what I read, man? Did you hear what I just read, man? This ain't. You got to understand the story, man. If you've been through something, you know what I'm talking about. The fear of making me to forget. The fear of making me to forget. That's what he said. He said, the Almighty God is always beside me. In fact, God is never far away from any of us. Watch this, man. Instead of saying, God, I have a big problem, I can say, hey,
bigger God.
A problem I have a bigger God. I'll put that there.
Bigger
I have God. A bigger God. Can I
have
say that?
Bigger
you,
God.
Got, we have a bigger God, Doc.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I be telling them all the time. Nothing too hard for God. It might be impossible to man, but with God, it's just like a stepping stone, man. It's nothing.
Amen.
Cast your cares because on
Him,
because he cares.
He cares.
He cares.
It's funny when you said that, just as you were speaking, that verse 31 slid right in my presence. What should we then say to them, to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Who can be against us? If God be for us, how do you get God for you? Surrendering your body, your soul, your mind to God. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is become His child. Just become His child. Not currently, but spiritually. That's all you got to do. Is just surrender. Because she has given it to you. You got a bigger God. Come on, my brother.
That's it. You got to give it one more. She said, I am life. In the life and abundance, right? As you are spending time soaking in my presence, you are energized, enlightened.
Yes,
through
life,
brother, communion with me, and have transformed you, Lord. What is it? The heavy burdens to my strong. Look at it, my strong shoulders. Hey, man. Why are you taking that problem and crying and holding yourself down in that pity ball? Give it to
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen. Give it
Let
to me.
Let me carry. I got big shoulders. I got broad.
Give it to me.
What
yes, give it
so
to
you
me.
Can, so you can just start praising them, Brother D.
Yes,
while the pride,
yes,
while the trouble's still there, you can start praising them.
Keep praising them right
while
then.
The trials.
Yes,
instead, look what he said, though.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, be willing to fight for the possession time with me. Oh, help me, host. That's some powerful stuff. Now, I might have stopped there. It said, but willing to fight, Brother D and Eric, for this precious time with me.
Yes,
the opposition comes in many forms. The opposition comes in many forms. Your own desire to linger in bed. The evil friends in your own inner circle. Oh, help me hold. To spend your time more productive. As you grow in your desire to please me above all else, you gain, let me say, strength. And resist the opposition. You know what I said, brother?
Yes.
And delight
yourself
in it. For I am, Lord,
Thank
the
you,
deepest
Jesus.
Desire Thank of your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
If you can just fall in love. If you can just fall in love.
That's it.
Hey, I'm gonna do something, man. I ain't gonna do this long.
It's got a little static there, but I'm going to tell you, it's
my soul.
Somebody been around the church long, you know that song, Love Jesus. And then you keep running, the next verse is, He's a wonder.
In my soul. Yes, sir. He's a wonder. Yes, amen.
Brother, now you gotta been around the world for a minute to know that song there. And so, my soul, love Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cause we truly have a bigger God. We truly do. Okay, what the problem is, we have a bigger God. We got a God that can heal in Texas and be blessed in Chicago at the same time. Now, I got to travel to Texas. If my brother needs something, I can supply it for him. I got to find a way to get it to him. If it's money, I got to find a way to transfer it to him. If it's my presence, I got to find a way to get to him by way of car, boat, plane. But I got to get there. But in Jesus Christ, He's already there. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? You know what I said? He's already there. I heard Rev tell you just yesterday, in the depth of hell, He's there. Ascend to heaven, He's there. Damn. He's already there. I got to get there. How do you not? Who wouldn't?
We are living right now in a time that we got to press harder and harder to live for God.
Yes.
We have to press harder and harder. I'm not saying, you hear me, I'm saying, say this, Brother Dean, I know you do it, does it too, that I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistakes. I'm saying the closer you get to them, you're going to want to not do the mistakes you've been doing. If you fall into something, I'm telling you to get up. If I can read the scripture, I just read one scripture. Do you love me, Eric? You don't hear me. Do you love me, Brother D?
We'll
go feed my sheep.
You'll feed my sheep. That's what
he
said.
Can you imagine how Peter felt when he heard that rooster crow? When he heard that rooster crow? Can you imagine how he felt? You know what I mean? He felt so bad that when Jesus rose, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter.
So he knew the man was trouble in his heart.
Now, this brother, we can say this in faith. He helped start the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He preached a sermon one time. Over 1,000 came in, my brothers and sisters, because he spoke about that man. He had evidence that he walked with that man. This is the same man that died. If God can forgive him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, he should.
He can
forgive
him.
You and I.
He can forgive you and I.
Yes, he can.
Yes, sir. So somebody said,
you
well,
know
what you saying? You're saying business is not. I'm telling you, don't be in no pity party. Get on up and get
that's
back
it.
On.
Get on up.
Get back
on
in
up.
The
rest. Get on back. Get on up. I hear you say he was trouble. He truly was trouble when he heard that rooster crow. He was trouble when the Lord, his trouble started when the Lord told him. He said, before the rooster crow, three times. I would say it twice. He said, you would deny me. He knew within himself the Lord had already spoken. And when that rooster crowed, he received just what he had coming. Which I heard you said some a few minutes ago, and when you said it, Reb, I know you got to get out of here, but when you said it, verse 35 and verse 36 was just staring me in the face. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Sure, tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness, or perilous of swords. He says, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed. Now, Rev just told you that. We are killed all the days long, for we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But the next verse solidifies, nay, in all these things, no matter how bad you treat us, no matter how bad we be talked about, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. No, I can't do it. Rev didn't do it, but the Bible says through him, that love us. Who is he that love us? It's Jesus the Christ. So, Rev is trying to let you know that if you get on board, you have someone to go to and take your problems to. The Bible just told you you're going to be persecuted for him, but you got someone to go to in the name of Jesus.
Oh, you on something?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He says, we are a conqueror through him that love us.
Okay.
I speak for real man myself when I say this. I speak for Auntie Martha when I say this. I speak for Reverend Harry when I say this. Don't you know that words can't describe the feeling that you have when you can tell yourself that you know. That you know I'm a child of God.
Come on.
You can't describe that feeling. I know I'm a child of God. I know he loves me. I know he's going to show up for me. It may not be what I think it.
Come on,
but according to Scripture, he's always on time. That's why I can tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for just being God. Thank you for being the head of my life. I know you'll show up. And it is show out for you. Whew, Lordy. In the name of Jesus. Why do you think the Bible said the name of Jesus? Every knee shall bow.
Oh, no.
And every man truly will. And he is Lord. God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, thank you.
Beautiful,
beautiful. That love.
You can't
make you
whatever.
Yes. It's so good to know. So good to know that he loves me. In spite of all. In spite of all. I ain't always walk right. And don't always walk right now. See it right now. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he loves me. Ooh, he loves me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He loves me.
Ooh. Oh, you're on something. You're on something. It's working. It's working. It's working itself out.
He loves me, Rev. He loves me. I know he loves me.
He loves you more than you love yourself.
He cares me. He cares me. Keeping me. He holds me through all my trials and tribulations. He's right there. God, he should praise. He's right there. In the name of Jesus.
Love me.
That better.
Beautiful. Yeah, you don't talk that, brother. You don't talk that.
With the Lord booze, you start to understand the soul when it says, my soul love Jesus.
You know it too.
My soul
love Jesus.
Love Jesus.
Bless his name.
So I say, he's a wonder.
He's a wonder. Beautiful. I want to say to God, I couldn't cry to. Yes,
yes, he is.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
So, love Jesus.
Love him.
Bless his name. Yes,
bless.
Sometimes I try hard, Reb. I try hard not to, but the Lord said, he's a wonder. In my soul. I hear Brother Dog sometimes. He said about how strong he tried to be. He's a wonder. In my soul. Bless his name. Ooh, Lordy, thank you.
Yeah, you're on something
there. Ooh, Lordy. Hey.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
That's good. Brother, we're going to pray.
Yes. Yes,
we're going to thank God for his spirit. And you know what we're going to do? And we're going to worship and thank him for what he already has done and about to do
in this day.
Yes. Not tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not really, even on yesterday, but just this day.
And we find out when
praises go up, blessings come down. So we want to thank him. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you in the most humble manner we know how. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, for how you move in the how you trust Brother D, how you trust myself, how you even witness to Sister and our Aunt Martha, you know, the encouraging words that you give, the preach, teach word. Lord, we just come right now and as you lift us up in your care, Lord. We put it right in your heart, Lord, and you know what we need, Lord. More of you and less of us, Lord. So, Lord, we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Thank you for the praise. Thank you for the tears of joy, Lord. Thank you for your love. Can we believe in the songwriter, our soul love you, Lord. And we thank you for the songwriter, Lord. But we know the storm's going to come. We know the valley's going to be really deep, Lord. And the mountain's too high sometimes. But, Lord, we just ask you to give us strength, Lord, to keep on pushing, Lord. And keep on walking this kingdom building, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, if there's anything, say it, Lord. Wasn't understood, Lord. Lord, we ask you to let the Holy Ghost speak to him, Lord. Let us move the stubbornness of learning, of hearing your word, Lord. Lord, whether it's through the teacher or the one receiving it, Lord. Let the preach word touch some ears and say, what must I do to be saved? How can I get closer to the kingdom, Lord? Lord, let it be through the word today. Not at this hour, Lord, but wherever you come, Lord, let it not be too late for someone to say, I want to live. And I want to live for the Lord, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we pray for Reverend and his wife, Lord, as they travel the highways and byways, Lord, enjoying the years that you gave them on in marriage, Lord, giving them longevity in marriage over 35 years, Lord. You're giving them a lot of time. You get a lot of laughter, a lot of crying, a lot of rejoicing, Lord. We know, Father God, that you're a God who can keep a marriage together. All we got to do is keep it in your hand, Lord.
So thank you, Father God, for what you have done on all the marriages, Lord. Where there may be had to be separation. May there had to be the one to stay, Lord. But whatever had it was, Lord, you made peace with it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless the highways and the byways. Maybe some might be traveling to the races this weekend, Lord. Maybe some might not get to the races and then drive the automobile down the track. Let it be safely, Lord, that they go down and come back safely, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Some of them don't even ever pray, Lord. We pray for them as well, Lord. Touch and agree, Father God, that we believe the watch over them all, Lord. Let them be safe, Lord. Let them think about more safety in these automobiles, Lord, going down there, Lord. Lord, even when they get there, let it be a fellowship and love and peace, whatever the racing is this today, Lord. We love you, Lord. Move all this criticism and all this want to talk about each other because it ain't their way how they did it. Lord, let the Holy Spirit move in your way, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, for us to see next week, Lord, we ask you, Father, prepare us, Lord, that we see your grace and feel you here, Lord. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.